This is the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, featuring your host, Jenna Erlandson.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 5 of the Bridge of the Faithful podcast. And this time we're going to look at our favorite W word, waiting. This episode is one that's more personal to me at this time of life. We've heard the call from God. He wants Josh to work full-time in a youth ministry job. And it's really easy to get gung-ho excited when you get direction from God. It just feels right and good and usually exactly fits where you want to go. But I know sometimes I especially get so caught up in the end destination that I forget that it usually takes time and effort to get there. And while the end destination is still just as perfect and exciting of a prospect, it's really easy to get discouraged and stuck in that wandering time in between. David of the Old Testament is no stranger to the waiting game. His calling from God came suddenly and quite unexpectedly. So unexpected that when the prophet Samuel came to his father's house to anoint the new king of Israel, Jesse thought David was so unqualified to be a king from people's standards that he didn't even bother to bring him in to be even considered. When Samuel arrived at Jesse's house, he presented all of his grown, strong sons to Samuel. But even though all of them seemed to be a perfect fit for a king, God knew their hearts and didn't choose them. So where was David in all of this? He was doing his job tending the sheep in the shepherd's field. It was there in the shepherd's field that David was called out to be anointed when he received God's call to become king of Israel. But he didn't actually become king that day or the next. No, the next day, guess where he went? That's right. The day after he received the clear call from God in his life, he was right back in the shepherd's field. And this is where so many of us find ourselves today. We know where God has asked us to go toward. For us, it's full-time ministry. For others, it's an ambition for a future job, a calling to the mission field, a deep desire to be parents, whether that's infertility issues or waiting for adoption, a dream of opening a business, the inspiration to write a book, etc. For David, it was the call to be the king of Israel. But that time of calling was not the time for it to be fulfilled. Because of David's heart, he was far and away God's choice for king. But David wasn't quite ready for the task. And this was the time for training, learning, and waiting for the timing. Welcome, my friends, to the shepherd field. Recently, my church has been going through a sermon series on David. Once again, God has been aligning the timing of preparing for this podcast and the lessons he gives me. And the first sermon was about exactly the sentiment. And the biggest thing I got from it was when our pastor said, "In the shepherd field is where God prepares you for the battlefield." I haven't decided if this makes me feel better or worse about things, but David was only 15 years old when he was anointed by Samuel. I don't know about you, but I shudder to think of what it would be like if someone had been a leader of a country at 15. But here was David, young, at 15, and severely underrated. His chore was to tend the sheep, a very lowly job, especially for the son of the owner of all the land. And to top it all off, his family completely ignored him when Jesse was asked to bring all of his sons to be considered. Does your calling from God seem out of reach? Too far from where you are now? Do you feel completely inadequate or even underestimated where you are? Or do you feel completely ready and raring to go, but you are stuck where you are due to lack of opportunities? Either way, do you feel forgotten, stuck, and totally discouraged? I paradoxically find myself in both camps right now. I feel completely terrified and unprepared to lead a bunch of teenagers and help them grow into adulthood. But on the other side, I know in my heart that this is what God wants us to do, that even in this past year, we have grown exponentially, and now with every not the right fit for us answer we get from a church, the harder it is for us to keep waiting in this field. But there is hope in the shepherd's field, and there is reason for the shepherd's field, and God is with us, teaching us and preparing us in the shepherd's field. A quote that I found incredibly encouraging comes from the book Unstoppable by Christine Kane. If you feel lost in anonymity in the place you are now serving, think of David working in the fields with his brothers when his brothers were being paraded in front of Samuel, each as a potential king. You are not anonymous to God. He knows your name. He sees you when you faithfully serve him. God knows your potential and your faithfulness when no one else does. God sees your heart, and if God has assigned you to your place, then God will find you when it's time for your promotion. This waiting time is so hard, but this waiting time is not the time to sit and twiddle your thumbs. We don't know how old David was when he started working in the field. What we do know is what he learned and developed during that time. In his downtime, he learned music. His abilities with the harp were so polished that by the age of 16 or 17, he became King Saul's personal musician in times when he needed soothing. Along with that, he developed poetry skills, as seen by the many psalms written by him. But the most important thing David did in this field was develop and grow his relationship with God. We don't know what that exactly looked like, but my guess is that it included beautiful worship music, adoration of God's creation, and lots of prayer. God specifically calls David a man after his own heart, and this heart that God loves so much was not something that came after the call to be king. It was something that transpired in the shepherd's field and is exactly what sustained David through the hardest times and the most joyful times of his life. And that relationship is what made him a good king. However, the shepherd's field is not always so pleasant. Refining trials and tasks lurk in and out. They are painful, but they make us so much stronger and have a specific purpose to get us ready for the times to come. Our specific waiting journey has been quite eventful. We have both been put into new leadership roles that have been both rewarding and incredibly hard to work through. I have had completely new job opportunities, read something I never dreamed I would be doing, but now I absolutely love. New relationships have formed and brought us closer to understanding God. We have had to learn how to manage our time well for our family and sacrifice doing things that are good, but not best. We have watched as my sister-in-law has battled a brain tumor while having to depend on God while we wait for him to take care of her, and been absolutely blown away by his faithfulness in that. And I've started this podcast, which has required me to start looking deeper into the Bible, learning more about God's faithfulness and bringing me closer to him in that way. This year has been so hard, and while I can't say I would do it all again, some parts absolutely, and other parts not so much, I can definitely see how God is training us outside of the ring right now. And speaking of physical training, there was significant and purposeful trainings that God put in front of David to prepare him for his next step, fighting Goliath. About a year after the anointing is when David fought Goliath. You can read 1 Samuel 17 to read the full story, which is a great read, by the way. But what David said right before he stepped out to face the giant brings the whole thing full circle. Verses 34 through 37. But David persisted. "I have been taking care of my father's sheep and goats," he said. "When a lion or a bear comes to steal a lamb from the flock, I go after it with a club and rescue the lamb from its mouth. If the animal turns on me, I catch it by the jaw and club it to death. I have done this to both lions and bears, and I'll do it to this pagan Philistine too, for he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the claws of the lion and the bear will rescue me from this Philistine." Okay, first of all, can you imagine facing both a lion and a bear, possibly multiple? But really, it's obvious to look back and see how God made full use of David's time in the shepherd field to lead him toward the king he wanted David to be. David was 15 when he was anointed, 16 when he defeated Goliath and moved on to his next step toward being king. But it wasn't until he was 30 that he was finally king. And the thing that we need to always remember is that God is always faithful and he knows what he's doing. We will be able to look back 5, 25, 30 years and be able to see what God was doing and moving. But in the here and now, we don't. And usually God won't tell us. God wants our trust, obedience, and faithfulness. And through that, he will show us his abundant faithfulness. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am certain that God, who began the work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." With baseball season finally starting, go Cubs, the example of farm teams comes to mind. I was watching some spring training and the announcers were talking about the process and mindset of coaches as they decide who comes up and when from the minor leagues into the majors. Obviously, one reason to keep someone down in AAA baseball is that they just aren't ready. They need more training, more experience, more confidence. But the other reason surprised me, and though it makes total sense, it felt so relevant to me right now. Sometimes you're good enough to be in the majors, but the majors are just not ready for you yet. The position you play is not open yet, and instead of bringing you up when you're ready but your place isn't, coaches will keep you down so you continue to have more active innings, at-bats, field appearances, so that when the majors are ready for you, you are constantly prepared and prevented from getting rusty. I'll say it again. This waiting is so hard and exhausting. And literally minutes before I was getting ready to record this, we got an email that the church we were going to interview with this week just hired someone else. So we're back at square one. We're still in this field, but God is good and faithful, and we need to trust him to get us to the destination he picked out for us in his timing. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me.
This has been episode 5 of the Bridge of the Faithful podcast, entitled Waiting in the Shepherd's Field. For show notes, go to botfpodcast.com/episode/5.